91X News.
It's 6 degrees with overcast at 1 o'clock. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. A day of free classes will be open to the public at Loyalist College today from 10 to 4. It's part of the National Day of Action, a protest directed at the provincial government against rising tuition fees. The classes are taught by Loyalist students and will be on a variety of topics. The free learning is meant to demonstrate that education doesn't need to be expensive. Event organizer and former Loyalist journalism student Kyle Mumford says even with the debt crisis the government faces, more help with tuition fees is a realistic goal.
They can do all these things that, you know, that are spending exorbitant amounts of money that are not necessary and not fettering the Canadian population. So I think really if we can bring enough attention to it, we can probably force them to change some of those policies and maybe put some money towards education instead of, you know, funding wars or, you know, funding organizations across the world that are not benefiting, you know, Canadians.
If there is enough interest, a protest will be held tomorrow at noon at local MPP Todd Smith's office in protest of rising tuition. At this point, Mumford says the protest is on. A new arena and entertainment center is on the mind of Belleville's mayor. Earlier today, Neil Ellis appeared on the Lauren Brooker show, and when asked about a new rink, Ellis said he'd been looking at another city's model. Ellis added the Bulls need to become a regional team and not just one for the city of Belleville. He also talked about a proposed new downtown condo. Both issues will be discussed with city officials later this week. An Ottawa city councillor doesn't believe smokers should be forced to butt out in all municipal parks. Ottawa Public Health is recommending a complete ban on smoking in parks, on benches and municipal properties, and restaurant and bar patios. Councillor Alan Hubley suggests parks shouldn't be completely smoke-free. Hubley says public health officials should simply consider designating smoking sections away from play structures. The Pfizer drug company is recalling some of its birth control pills because an error in packaging could leave women without adequate protection against getting pregnant. Jim Hickey has more.
One of the important aspects of birth control pills is that they are taken by women in certain sequence. Pfizer says some of its oral contraceptive products have been packaged out of sequence or contain an inexact count of tablets. Therefore, the drug company is recalling about a million packets of birth control pills, including its low overall 28 tablets and the generic norgestrol and ethanol estradiol tablets. Pfizer says pills out of sequence could result in unintended pregnancy. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
A company spokeswoman said the problem was caused by both mechanical and visual inspection failures on the packaging line. She said the problem has been corrected. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
A couple of local Junior A hockey games tonight. The Kingston Voyageurs will host the Wellington Dukes tonight at 7:30. The two teams met last Sunday with a 2-1 score in Kingston's favor. Trenton Golden Hawks will be on home ice tonight when they face the Peterborough Lithlock Stars at 7:30. The last time those two teams met was back in December. Trenton won the game with a score of 4-3. In OHL action, the Belleville Bulls will travel to face Kitchener this Friday at 7:30. Also, this Friday is a PA day, and the Bulls will be hosting a full-day camp hockey for novice to peewee-aged players and goaltenders. It will go from 8 to 4 at the Quinty Sports and Wellness Center. Go to the Bulls' website for more information. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs are hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight at 7:30. There are four other games on the schedule. In local basketball, the Loyalist Lancers men's team lost to the Fleming Knights last night at home, 79-72. Knights guard Max Clarkson finished with a game-high 26 points, 22 of which came in the second half. With the loss, the Lancers fall to 5-11 on the season. The Lady Lancers bounced back from a blowout loss to Algonquin over the weekend with a convincing 82-57 win over the visiting Knights. First-year guard Jenny Thompson led the way for the Lancers with 24 points and snatched a season-high 10 steals. Knights guard Kelly Killoran scored a game-high 27 points in the loss. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91x weather.
Today, cloudy with 40% chance of showers, high of plus 8, temperature falling to plus 1 this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds, increasing cloudiness before morning, low of minus 6. Thursday, cloudy, clearing in the evening, high of minus 2. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with a low of minus 10 and a high of 0, hopefully followed by a sunny weekend. At 1:06, it's 6 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Renee Rogers. News is next at 2.